Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, October 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished lower to end the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 287 points to close at 33,127. The S&P 500 was down 54 points, and the Nasdaq ended the day 202 points lower. For the week, the Dow was down 1.6%, the S&P 500 lost 2.4%, and the Nasdaq was down 3.2%. Looking at individual stocks, shares of Apple fell 1.5%, marking its sixth straight daily decline. Apple has lost about $122 billion in market cap over that stretch. Tesla shares lost 3.7% today and have declined more than 16% over the last three trading days. Financial stocks declined as more institutions reported third-quarter earnings results. Regions Financial declined 12.4%, while American Express dropped 5.4%, and J.P. Morgan Chase stock fell 1.6%, declining for a fifth consecutive session. But gold futures prices rose 1.2% to cross $2,000 an ounce for the first time since late July. The war between Hamas and Israel has increased the popularity of gold, often seen as a haven for investors. Gold has rallied about 8% since the conflict began. Elsewhere, Solar Edge Technologies said clients in Europe had been slow to install its equipment recently. Shares fell 27%, making it the worst performer in the S&P 500. And its rival Enphase Energy dropped about 15%. It was the second biggest S&P 500 decliner. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.